Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Calvin Williams with the Wellspring of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Calvin. Thanks for being here today. And Calvin, the Wellspring does lots of good for North Louisiana. We think about the Wellspring helping women and violence and domestic issues and things like that. Another thing the Wellspring does, though, is help out folks who are less fortunate, food insecure, homeless, those sorts of things. You've got a neat event coming up. A great idea for an event, by the way. Tell me about what's coming up.
Well, this event that we have is scheduled in January on the 19th from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. It's going to be held at the First United Methodist Church on Loop Road. This event is designed to bring awareness to homelessness of children and families. And this event will be held where we will be having people come and bringing cardboard boxes, and they'll be setting up those cardboard boxes and sleeping them overnight to be able to have somewhat of an experience of what homeless people experience living on the streets.
You know, I live near downtown, and I come through downtown every morning at 4:45 in the morning, and I see people getting up and homeless folks that are starting their day. And they're kind of cleaning up camp. They're getting ready to get their day started and breaking up and going wherever they go during the daytime. Folks don't think about people needing a place to live. And often it is a cardboard box or just really anywhere where you can get out of the weather or get out of the cold.
That is correct. We do have, this year we did what we call a point in time survey where we go out and we make contact with homeless people. And this year, on January the 23rd, we were able to count at least 185 versus 188 from last year. That's counted. That doesn't include those who we did not engage that are in places that we did not make contact or were able to reach.
Often when I see homeless folks, it's a man who's out and he's homeless. You don't often, I guess, at least normally see kids and women, but they're out there and they do need help. When you found those 185 people, what percentage do you think are women and children versus the men?
Well, there's a large percentage of those that was women. We had families that there was 36 families of those 185. And what's also surprising is that 71 of them were under the age of 18 and 93 were under the age of 25. So we had a large number of people that were families, particularly that we were able to engage. And we have a larger increase of families just recently with a lot of families that are becoming homeless. And then the thing about a lot of the homeless people that we encounter is that some people think that they all look homeless, and that's not always the case. You can encounter somebody in the grocery store, in Walmart, or any other place that are very well homeless, but you don't know it because they don't always look homeless. So we do have a large number of people that are families, particularly a lot of single women with kids that are homeless, and we do all that we can to try to assist those persons.
I've been in the media business for a long time, and I can think back to a guy I know who basically just hung out at the TV station all the time. And then eventually I figured out he didn't have anywhere to go. He was homeless. And so he would hang out at the station a lot. And I've seen it with other folks I've worked with. So, yeah, sometimes it is very, very hidden. You're trying to shine a little light on that with an event called Cardboard Box City. Tell me again, when is this event coming up?
This event, again, is going to be January the 19th, 2018. Again, it's going to be held from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church on Loop Road. And we look forward to really trying to get this event promoted and out to a lot of the churches, particularly those who have youth departments, and hopefully be able to get the youth and their youth departments engaged in this particular event, and hopefully be able to get them to come out and see what it's like to be able to experience one night of being homeless and sleeping on the street that would give some relation to what they deal with on a regular basis as far as homeless people.
Now, let me ask, are you taking it easy on these folks, or are they inside, or are they going to be outside like it's for real?
Well, they're going to be outside provided it doesn't rain. And, of course, if it's not below freezing temperatures, of course, we have the options to be able to go inside. But we do anticipate of being outside and allow them to be able to experience the cold weather elements.
The Cardboard Box City event will be coming up. It does have a registration fee. Tell me, you guys are collecting a little money. Hopefully that's going to plow back into doing some good for the area homeless.
Exactly. There is a $10 registration fee. And if you want to get a T-shirt, you can actually also donate additional $15 for a total of $25. And so these funds are going to all be used to support and to help meet the needs of our homeless people.
The Cardboard Box City event, now, is there an age restriction? Are you inviting everybody out, or tell me about that?
We're inviting everyone out, but if there's someone that is under the age of 18, we're asking that they have a chaperone or someone to be able to be there with them. That at least we're expecting to have one adult per seven kids.
Have you set a goal for how many folks you would like to see out at this event?
We haven't set a particular goal at this moment, but we're hoping to have a good participation of people. And I would expect that we will once we start promoting and then a lot of the directors of these churches get involved.
The Cardboard Box City event will be held January 19th at First United Methodist Church. And with me today is Calvin Williams with the Wellspring. Calvin, if folks want to find out more, get involved, and find out more about this event, how do they do that?
First of all, they can contact our office at 318-807-6200, or they can personally contact me at 318-307-7558, or they can go to our website at wellspringofnela.org/cardboardboxcity.
That's the Cardboard Box City event. You can find out more about this event also on our website. We'll have a post here in just a bit. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. The Cardboard Box City event coming up January 19th. To benefit Wellspring.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.